I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Whenever you go out on a date or whenever you're trying to get a job or you meet someone for the first time, they say that eye contact is very important.
Sure.
But for some people, it's difficult to maintain eye contact because it's awkward or uncomfortable for them.
Right.
Got some great news for you if you're one of those people.
Okay.
Turns out you don't have to maintain eye contact at all.
Okay.
Every time you talk about this, I'm very self-conscious about my eye contact with Heidi now.
Mm-hmm.
Now with you.
Okay.
Now with Kato.
Don't look.
Okay.
Well, it turns out you can fool people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stare at their eyes at all. They say that whenever they tested people and had them stare at another person's eyes, or if they stared at their mouth or ear, they couldn't tell the difference.
Hmm.
So if you're talking with someone and it makes you get the heebie-jeebies to stare them in the eye, stare at their mouth or their ear instead, and they'll think you're looking them in the eye.
My dad always taught me right between the eyes, right there, the forehead
area.
Was
he teaching you to shoot, or was he teaching you to talk?
It depended on what they had to say, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's, and so you don't have to necessarily look directly in the eye.
I think it would depend on how close you are to them, because if you're standing in front of me looking at my lips, I'm going to know that, or looking at
looking
my
right
nose.
I'm looking at the top of your nose right now.
You look cross-eyed.
Okay. Do I really?
No. Do this.
That's a problem.
I'm just curious. Look at my forehead real quick.
Which part?
Well, the timeout. You know what? I have a five
tall
head.
Tall forehead.
When she looks at my forehead, she's way up there.
Yeah.
You're looking toward the ceiling.
So now, I'm looking at the top of your nose between your eyebrows right now.
Now look at my ear. Oh, you know what? That works, Tom, because she was looking at my ear, and I could not tell that she was not looking me in the eye.
Let me look at your mouth.
Okay.
See, that looks like I'm looking down. Makes me feel
it's not.
Down.
You can't tell from there. Now, Kato's right. If you're a few inches from someone's face, they'll be able to tell. But at most normal talking distances, this works.
Here, Heidi, look at my belly button.
Oh.
Okay, I can tell.
That's noticeable, yeah.
That was
Zipper's
awkward.
Down.
Yeah, they mentioned that. They said that.
Is it really?
You can't stare at her chest. She'll notice that, too.
Okay. Yeah.
So is yours, Heidi.
Oh, Sorry.
But they say people are not very sensitive to the specific focus of their partner's gaze. Instead, they perceive direct gazes towards their face as eye contact. Hmm. So don't get hung up on seeking out the eyes of the person you're talking to. Just generally look at their face, and they will believe that you are staring them in the eye.
Hmm.
So that's kind of a good deal for people who have a tough time making eye contact.
Yeah. All right.
That can help out autistic people, too,
sure.
who are uncomfortable making eye contact, and you might teach them to stare at the ear or stare at the forehead or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you ever met anyone that looks away when they're talking to you? They'll,
yes.
like, look up in the air while they're
and
making
it's weird.
Their point. It is, and I know several people like that while they're talking to me. They'll just start looking up in the air.
But if I'm thinking, sometimes I'll look at you and then I'll kind
was
of
Heidi
drift
one
off
of them?
And then go.
She wasn't. She will be now.
And then go back to your face. But sometimes I realize I look away from someone's face when I'm trying to think of something. And
that's not
back.
What Kato's talking about. He's talking about those people who every time they talk to you, they make an effort to look away from you like they can't look you in the eye.
Best thing to do is when you're talking to somebody, point up in the sky and look up in the sky while you're talking. They always look. It gets them every time.
That's not the best thing to do, just to let you know.
No, it's funny. It's funny. It's
okay, that's
funny.
Different than the best thing.
Because they think that you're pointing at an airplane or something.
Okay.
And then if you do it, a bunch of people around you, the whole crowd will look up. Like if you're at a beach or something, you just point like in the air.
That is a social experiment. Yeah.
This is not what I was talking about, and please don't listen to him.
Yeah, do you ever meet those friends when you're talking to them, they just look up in the air and point?
Yeah, that's so
weird.
That's
me. That's me.
I won't even talk to them.
And they keep staring at my ear, and I don't understand why.
Yeah.
You're like, did I have an earring falling off here?
Yeah,
so,
and don't stare at their nose, because they think there's something there.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
So. I don't think they can tell if you stare at their nose.
Mm.
It's the same as their eyes. Well, it's different. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? We've made fun of my forehead and my nose.
Yeah. What's next?
Okay, well, hopefully that helps out someone today. If you've been awkward or unconscious, if you've been self-conscious about this or unconscious.
Yeah, it's hard to have a conversation when someone's unconscious.
Then this one could maybe help you out.
Okay, thank you, Tom. How do you look me in the eye? Look me in the eye. Blah, blah. Now tell me the news, Heidi Aiken.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.